Shalom Aleichem. Here's a story of the Baal Shem Tov. The holy Rishoner, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon, once traveled and came to a village. And the name of the village was Sruliva. It was in Russia, right near the Austrian border. The Rishoner was at that time running away from Russia. As you know, I already told you this before, that the Heilige Rishoner was arrested by the Russian Tsar, and for a while he ran away to Austria, to another country. That's where he stayed for a while, and so to escape from the police, the Russian police, they shouldn't be able to catch him. When he was fleeing from the Russians, he was in a village called Sruliva. He passed through that village on his way to Austria. And he met the people, that there were no Jews living there. He asked one of the farmers, is the name of this village Sruliva? He said, yes. So he said to them, why is it called Sruliva? What is the reason for this name? And the farmer didn't know what to say. He says, listen, in this village is a very old man. He's almost 100 years old. Why don't you ask him? He might know. He probably remembers when the village started. Yeah, when they made this new village for the first time, he was already alive because he's 100 years old. It's very hard for him to walk because he's very old, but he's in his house lying down. You go to his house and ask him. So the Rishoner asked this old man, the 100-year-old guy farmer, and he says, do you know anything about this village, why it's called Sruliva? And the old man said, of course I know. And he said like this, when I was very young, I used to be a shepherd. I had sheep, and I'd go. There was no village here. There was just farmland, a lot of grass. And some people lived in houses, like separate places, different places. But there was no real village or town in this place. Just big, a lot of farms. And I used to come here to this area with my sheep to eat, to feed the sheep, to graze in the grass. Once I was grazing here. It's the middle of nowhere, right? It's this huge place. There's no people here. There's no village here. Just people live far away in different places, different houses, like in the countryside, right? There's no village. People just live a house here, and then a few miles later, another house. There was nobody around. It was just like a big, 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 huge place with a lot of grass. And as I was there all by myself with my sheep, I see a wolf. A wolf was getting closer and closer to my sheep. I began to scream, but there was nobody could hear me because it's empty. It's so huge. It's so big. There are no houses nearby. Nobody could hear him. I got very scared because I was all alone and nobody could hear me scream. And the wolf came closer and closer until he came close to my sheep and took one of my sheep and went away. The next day, again, I came with my sheep there to graze, to eat the grass. And again, I see the wolf coming closer and closer. And again, I try to scream, but there's nobody around nearby. It's all empty space. And the wolf comes and grabs one of my sheep and goes away. I didn't know what can I do. I can't fight with a wolf. A wolf is dangerous. The wolf can eat him, can eat up the farmer. So on the third day, I was already afraid to go by myself. So I told my friends who lived in a village nearby, would you please come with me to take care of my sheep? Because I'm afraid to go myself, there's a wolf. So they all joined him as friends. They came with clubs and sticks and stones that if the wolf comes again, they will throw things at the wolf and the wolf will run away. They came to help him. And so they went out there again to that field, that big, deserted, open place. And again, the wolf started coming. His friends got so scared that they all fled and ran away. Suddenly, I see that there's a mountain nearby. And at the top of the mountain, there's a man who is sitting on the mountain. His name was Thrul. Thrul was the name they called every Jew Thrul. Right? Because Yisrael means a Yid. He's just called Bnei Yisrael. They call him Thrul in Russian. I saw this man many times before. He used to come here to this mountain all by himself in a very quiet place where there was nobody around. And he would sit there all by himself and learn. Now I could see him sit there and learn. So I began to scream, "Thrul, Thrul, come help me, please, Thrul." Now this Thrul came down from the mountain and he came all the way down and he saw the wolf. He walked towards the wolf till he got very, very close. Literally walked over to the wolf. And then when he was already close to the wolf and touching the wolf, he turned to me and said, "Don't be afraid. The wolf is not alive anymore. You don't have to be afraid." And I said to him, "But I see him standing. I see the wolf standing there." So Thrul says to me, "Yeah, he's standing, but he's not alive. Come to me. I'll show you." So I got closer to the wolf. And I see that the wolf is literally like a statue. There's nothing there. He's not alive. And the Jew, we called him Thrul, said to me, "If you have a knife, he's already dead, so you can take the skin and make a nice fur coat for yourself." And that's what I did. And when the old farmer finished telling this story, he picked up his jacket and he showed to the Rebbe Yisrael of Rizhin, the holy Rizhiner, that he still has that fur under his jacket. He's still wearing it. When we saw what just happened, we realized that this man, this Thrul, is a very holy person. I mean, they are goyim, but they realize he's a holy person. And he says like this, that not far from where I was grazing with my sheep, there was a wellspring. And this Jew, Thrul, from time to time, we used to see him go to the mikveh in that well. Sometimes it was the winter, very, very bitter cold, below zero. When he would go every day to the mikveh, even if it was freezing. And when he would come out of the water, and there was ice everywhere, he would stand with his bare feet on the ice. You know, when you touch your hand or your skin on the ice, then it gets stuck to it. It's hard to remove it, because ice sticks. So his feet would stick to the ground, and when he picked up his feet to walk, he would leave marks of blood on the ice. So we, the farmers, the goyim, we knew that he was such a holy person, so we wanted to help him. So we put shmatas, you know, rags, towels, all over the floor near the well, so that when he walks, he could walk on the cloth, on the shmatas, on the rags. So his feet wouldn't get stuck to the ice. And with time, other villagers nearby also heard that this is a wonder person, this is a very unusual person, he's a holy person. So they decided to make even something more. They made a fence around the well so that animals wouldn't come there to drink the water. And the goy says, "We call that wellspring the holy well." The holy well. He says, one of the farmers, his son got very sick, and they needed to get him some water. So they got water from this well, from this holy well. And the boy, within a day, got well, became healthy. So everybody realized that this is a very holy well, and people who get sick would come and drink from that water. They would get healed. So with time, people decided to settle around that well. And from that became a village. It became a whole village. And they call it Thruliva. Thruliva because of this Thrul guy. Because of him, we made a village here. When the Rishana heard this story, he told the old man, thank you very much. And that's it. He left him alone. And as soon as the Rishana left, the goy died. Seems like that this goy had to live 100 years so that one day the Rishana would come to that village and the goy would be able to share that story with the Rishana. Once he finished that, he accomplished this, he did what he was supposed to do, is tell the Rishana the story. He was finished his job in the world, so he died. The holy Rishana said that this rule was actually the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, before he became famous, as we know, the Baal Shem Tov used to learn with Achya Shiloini. Achya Shiloini was the Rebbe of Eliyahu Navi in the time of the Nevi'im. But he would appear from Shemayim, from Gan Eden, would come and teach the Baal Shem Tov Torah. The Baal Shem Tov would sit all alone in a mountain, in a cave. They would learn Torah day and night, and would learn all the secrets of the Torah with Achya Shiloini. So that Yisrael, which this guy was talking about, was actually Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov.